Beat.
Okay, last dilemma of the week. If you want to get one into us over the weekend, talk at beat102103.com or WhatsApp us 085 102 9103. Ready for this?
Go for it.
Hey, Niall and Show, I listen to you every morning and I heard you talking about wedding food yesterday and that fella that had a crisp sandwich at his own wedding. I'm getting married in February and for most things I've been the one doing all the detailed stuff. My fiance has been totally happy to let me take the lead as he's very laid back, but we have fallen out about the food part. He wants his say in that, but his say is just wrong. He basically said that we have been to about 10 weddings this year, and if he sees one more beef or salmon on the menu, he'll go crazy. He says wedding food is plain bland and he wants to give our guests a meal they will remember and actually want to eat. So he's proposing that we serve battered sausages and chips.
Oh, come on.
Followed by jelly and ice cream.
Is he serious?
I haven't spoken to him since Sunday. I would be mortified to serve this food on the biggest day of my life. I thought I could ask you for your opinion and you would tell me straight. Thanks in advance from a stressed bride.
You're right to be stressed.
Firstly, congratulations on your impending wedding and the excitement that surrounds that and all the like build up to it, because it should be fun. It should be enjoyable. And
well, it's not. It's not. He's serving battered sausage and chips.
Like, well, can I start by saying that, like, you have to remember, right, that at a certain point you do become... I was chatting to somebody at the in the office about this the other day. You do end up going to a lot of weddings because it just happens at a certain age that, like, people start to get married and you go to a lot of, you know, and the beef or salmon thing, I know it's a joke, but it is generally like that would be the kind of like the options.
Norm.
And no issue with this. Like, I love my food, so I'll eat anything. And to that note, I would love battered sausages
would
and chips.
Would you really?
Yeah, I would, Niall. And honestly. I'm not, I am honestly not just saying it, but maybe I'm very easily pleased. I would have no issue whatsoever if I went to a wedding and they served battered sausage.
Are you in the mind of a guest or a bride right now? You're in the mind of a guest if you went to a wedding. If you were a bride now and Tom said, right, we're going to have chicken goujons and chips and
maybe
a
cocktail sausages, yeah, in a basket.
But what is so wrong with serving the food?
Because it's not a substantial meal.
But come
and
on.
A wedding is an all-day event. People are drinking all day. They need a substantial meal. I wouldn't mind this if it was in a scenario where, you know, some people have quirky weddings, like outdoor weddings, marquee weddings, and the food was a little bit different. But if she's talking about a regular hotel ballroom and you're putting in a battered sausage and chips, which I love, by the way,
I love
but
it.
It's not enough to sustain me for the day. All I'm saying is, you know, that money I've put in the envelope, I'm opening the envelope, taking a bit out.
No.
I'd be agreeing with you, Niall. Yeah. My view is, if I'm a guest and I go, number one, you're going to be the talk of the town. Did you go
so
to
what?
That wedding that serves
yeah.
a chipper? Yeah, but how long? You can get a chipper any day of the week. You can go down. For me, going to a wedding, I don't go out and eat in fancy hotels or restaurants. This is a treat for me.
Yeah.
If I go out, I cannot wait to get a big lump of beef or a salmon and get all the veg and the trimmings. It's one of the highlights of my year.
The batter sausage and chips would be fine later in the night.
Exactly, when the sandwiches come out.
Exactly.
And
but
the band
that's your
takes
main
the break.
Meal.
I'm really surprised that I am the one this morning saying, now I love a battered sausage. My love of battered sausages knows no bounds.
That's your own business.
It's just not classy. I'm going to say it. I'm going to be the snob here. It's just for a wedding. Come on, battered sausages and chips. That's ridiculous. I'm 100% on board with this bride. Mm. You cannot allow him to do this and do that to you. It'll ruin your day.
I think that's really like over the top reaction. Like, and I also think that I get your point, but like there's portion size, so as long as you have like a decent,
so you're gonna have four battered sausages.
Oh, you could serve like, I don't know, whatever a side is, like a mushy pea, or you know, you could,
oh, that's your veg intake,
like
some mushy peas. Right, let's put it out there. Is this a crazy idea?
Yeah, WhatsApp has
it's
blown
his
up.
It's his dream, right? Yeah. We're gonna get to a few texts first. I want to do one that's just come in from Katrina. You may as well have your reception in McDonald's. So, what is he thinking? Everyone looks forward to a succulent meal at a wedding. That's not it.
Succulent is one of the best words in the English language. Yeah. I love it. And you're right. I don't know. Well, I don't know. Some battered sausages are succulent.
Yeah, at 3 a.m. in the morning when you're coming from the nightclub.
Okay, let's get through some of this because there's a huge reaction. Adele said, people cannot give €100 or a gift card to pay for their plate and then be given a battered sausage. Beef or salmon is there because it's a dinner that most people like. But why is the other option a battered sausage? I wonder if they could do battered sausages for the late night food and maybe ruby jelly and ice cream bar instead of a cake.
Okay, interesting. Gary says, that sounds amazing. Hardly any of the dinner is eaten anyway.
Darren says, what the? Is he a child? My fiancé and I are getting married in 2 weeks' time on the 8th of November. Congratulations. Best of luck. We have a standard wedding menu. Turkey and ham.
Lovely.
Oh, Darren. Or lamb for the main. But for once, show is wrong and Killian is right.
Had to happen eventually, didn't
it? Yeah,
come on. Today's Christmas for me.
Denise says, easy. Have your battered sausage and chips in the evening instead of finger food and a Chinese buffet for dinner.
Oh, Denise, I'd be there. I'd be there. Donna, my husband was sat at the top table on the day of his wedding day enjoying a pizza. There was no way he was settling for beef. I think it's a good idea to have battered sausage and
chips. He's like your
chips.
Man we talked about yesterday, the darts player with the crisp sandwich on his own wedding day. And one more. Guys, this is Kayla. I hate the smell of chipper food. Can you imagine smelling like that on your wedding day?
That's true.
Yeah, I even thought about that.
Yeah. Bev, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
You're good. You are a bride to be, darling. Congratulations.
Thanks very much. Just a couple of months away.
Yeah. So talk to us. The food is a big part for you guys.
Yeah, it is. Like, I think this is winding her up. He has to be. We haven't even decided on the menu yet because there's so much thought going into it.
Okay.
I think personally, like, the food and the music are the two things people talk about. Mm. You know, oh, that food is fabulous, blah, blah, blah. I just couldn't imagine just serving up chipper food.
It's embarrassing, or you just think it's not substantial enough?
I don't think it's substantial enough, and it's embarrassing. Like, it's pardon the pun, but it's cheap as chips. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Rather than a good piece of beef or whatever.
Yeah. And do you think there should be a compromise in that, like, if they were to offer the beef or salmon or the battered sausage and chips, would you be willing to bend on that?
Well, I suppose they could, but how many people would actually go for the battered sausage and chips? The kids, probably.
Me.
You and the kids.
I sit at the kids' table.
You don't need a separate option. You just need a kids' menu that show can order from.
Yeah, but like, what are they going to serve in the evening? Like, you know, between the band and the DJ or whatever time the sandwiches come out. That's probably going to be chips and cocktail sausages.
Mm. Yeah, so switch it to there.
Yeah.
Will you come back to us and let us know what your options are?
What are you thinking at the moment? Are you thinking beef or salmon? Are you thinking turkey and ham? Are you thinking fish? Like, where are you from?
Some kind of fish anyway, I'd say. And I don't know, because I won't eat any of it anyway.
Oh.
So I'll have a plate of veg, so it's to suit everybody else.
Okay, so you're a vegetarian. Okay.
Well, I just don't eat much meat.
Okay, well, best of luck with the planning.
Thanks very much.
Have a great day, hon. Bye. Talk to you soon. Bye,
all right,
Bev.
Let's hear from Jim.
Congratulations to that lady caller on her wedding. In all seriousness, though, is her fiancé 12. But, in all seriousness, why don't they compromise? Why doesn't she put on beef and salmon and stuff and then, as an option on the menu, put down battered sausage and jelly? So that way it's there. So everybody is happy. If people want to order battered sausage and jelly, it is on the menu. If everybody else wants to order beef and salmon like adults, they can do that. That way they're both getting what they want. Compromise, folks.
Yeah, thanks for that.
It's all about compromise.
Cheers for that.
It's beef breakfast with two adults and one child.
Yeah, so you want us to mash up your food for you as well.
I love a baby bowl.
Put it in the blender.